If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Say, I believe God for a miracle.
Amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. It is good to see you, good to have you with us. It's always good for people of God to come together. Amen. Tonight is first Sunday night. It is our healing and deliverance service, and we thank God for the opportunity to bring the Word of God and to help us to walk in that power that brings us healing. Amen. Turn with me to John chapter 17 as we continue to look at the scriptures as they relate to love and connection and unity. And unity is an important thing, but it's not the only thing. You can have all the people together, but we also have to have harmony with our unity. And I think what happens with us, we may have unity, we're all together, but we're not walking in harmony. We still have our own agendas, we have our own mindsets, and we don't know how to walk in unity. And so I'm committed to teaching principles from the Word of God that first challenge our old mindsets. Because you can't grow until you get rid of old stuff. You really can't. You can't apply new stuff until the old stuff is exposed and removed. This is why so many Christians are finding that they are incapable of progress, and that's simply because they hold on to things that happened in the past. And all of us have a past, but you have to determine, I'm not going to let my past have me. And that's a critical issue, and it takes time. You know, that's why I marvel at Jesus. He only had 3 years, approximately 3.5 years, to interject the principles of the kingdom. That's a short period of time. He had to expose the people to principles of the kingdom, expose them to the power of the kingdom, put them in a position to understand the difference between faith and belief. Because we don't understand that difference, so we're going around acting in faith without belief. And he didn't say, if you have faith, all things are possible. He said, if you can believe, all things are possible. So there's a distinction. Faith comes by hearing, but we don't know what causes belief, because belief is not a spiritual issue. Faith is a spiritual thing because it comes by the Word of God. Therefore, it is spiritual because the Word of God is spirit. But belief is not spiritual. Belief is the result. It's the residual of how you process what you hear. Now, 95 to 98% of us are prone to believe negative before positive. Why? It's your socialization. It's how you are trained to hear negative in every situation. You literally have to learn how to hear positive when you think you're hearing negative. So what does that do to our hearing of the Word of God? The same thing. That's why people developed an idea of God that's just not biblical. We had people afraid of God. He's going to send you to hell. He's going to beat you up. If there's shortcomings in your life, he's going to destroy you. He's going to tear down. He's going to kill your refrigerator if you don't tithe. He's going to make your car break down. Who wants to serve a God like that? Only self-righteous people who then say, well, I'm doing everything God said to do, therefore I escape judgment. No, the Bible says God is love. Now, that means that our understanding of love is kind of throwed as well. If we think that God is love and he's sitting around waiting to punish us, then we must have a bad idea of love. I know it's going to take some time. I got nothing but time. I got another year or so to pastor. So understand what are we looking for when we become Christians? What is it that we seek? Well, the first thing you want to do is get rid of the fear of hell. That's your primary drive to come to the altar. I don't want to go to hell. So in Pentecost, we talk about hell a great deal more than we should. Yes, Jesus talked about hell more than he did heaven, but that was not to scare people into heaven. It was to make them aware of the reality of hell. If you remember from Genesis to Malachi, there's no mention of a literal hell like Jesus said it. You didn't hear about a place of fire and all those other things. You just didn't get that. So therefore, there was no fear of it. So Jesus comes and says, this is a real place. This is where the souls of men go when they are not born again. This is a very real place. It's a place of darkness. It's a place of fire. It's a place of pain. Yes, but he did not push it to the extent where people need to come and give their lives to Jesus simply to escape hell. Because again, anything spiritual, you can't lock in on. So we're afraid of the possibility of hell. But the longer you walk with God, the more anesthetized you become to hell and you lose your fear of it. If you haven't gone by now, then you lose your fear of it. So we have people who periodically visit hell, come back and write books. And tell you, and I'm not trying to be facetious, but they come back and they tell you that this place is real. Why? To keep you thinking that you want to avoid it. Now, the preaching of hell is not something that believers should worry about. So our responsibility shifts. The moment you become a Christian, there's no more talking about hell if you're born again. You with me? You pass through it. I'm talking about people that are really born again. And what we need to learn is, what does God think about us? What does God say about us? What are his plans for us? And how does he want to make our lives better? That becomes our focus. Now watch. We become so negative in our spiritual application that when someone does teach the principles of the kingdom to lift you to a place where you can realize your spiritual positioning, we'll say, well, that person ain't preaching hell. But do I need to hear about hell at this stage of my Christian evolution? I mean, at this point, I should be firmly entrenched in the Word of God, and I shouldn't be running from demons, and I shouldn't be having constant negative interactions with people. At what point do I become an adult? I mean, come on. At what point does the boogeyman move out the closet? When you were 5 and 6, the boogeyman was in the closet. But now when you reach your 20s and 30s, hopefully they're not in the closet anymore. Okay, so at what point do you stop running from demons and need to come to church to keep hearing the negatives about cigarette smoking, liquor drinking, and all the other stuff? When do we grow to understand the fullness of what it means to be a Christian? God said in Jeremiah 29. Now, let me put it like this. When I go to Disney, that's a prophetic word. When I go to Disney, here's what happens. I consult with Sister Lambert and say, well, I want to go to Disney. And her response is totally Pentecostal. When? Then we pick a date. Once the date is picked, excitement builds. Now, excitement builds for her because she don't have to do anything. She just consented to get saved. And so now the rest is on the father. So then the father goes on the internet and gets the plane tickets and gets the rental car and makes sure we get the right resort to stay at and all the other nuances. So on the day of the trip, she just has to get up and pack. That's all she has to do. She didn't have to worry about transportation to the airport. She didn't have to worry about where she's going to sit. In most instances, she doesn't even carry a boarding pass. I got it. And I just show it. Why is that? Her relationship has removed all the strain. All she does is enjoy the journey and recognize I made the plan. She doesn't even ask where we're staying. Why? Because she knows where I'm going to stay. You hear me? She knows I'm not staying at the Red Roof Inn. So if she knows I'm not staying at the Red Roof Inn, based on prior history called testimony, since she knows I'm not staying at the Red Roof Inn, then she knows she ain't staying at the Red Roof Inn. Since she knows I stay on the property, then she knows she's going to stay on the property. Are you getting my drift? In Jeremiah 29, God said, I have plans for you. Don't you want to know what those plans are? Don't you want to walk with the God who's already paid your fare, who's already taken care of your rental car, who's already put you in a nice place? And don't you want to walk with a God who has a plan? All right. Since you've consented to the fact that you want to walk with a God who has a plan and you want to know what the plans are, then why is it that you want to come to church to hear about hell and demons? When we go to Disney, we don't stop at King's Dominion. That's not to put that down. I'm just saying it's not Disney. Now, when we go to Disney, it's 10 days. When we went to King's Dominion, it was 3. You follow me? I didn't need as much time. It's not that big. Disney, I need 10 days. Really 14. You follow me? All right. How much time do you need to learn about devils? Is the devil a created being? That means because he's created, he's exhaustible. Which means that at some point you've had enough. But since God is God, he's inexhaustible. So no matter how long you stay saved, you still find out some new stuff about God. So don't you want me to bring you this revelatory God who every day reveals something new to you about his character, who brings you through furnaces and fires and firing pots, who keeps enemies off your back, who heals your body even before sickness hits you? Don't you want to learn about a God who has provision for you before you even run out of what you have? Don't you want to learn the process of walking in peace and prosperity without feeling like you have to struggle?
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
6118A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.